Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
James Whitey Bulger has told investigators that he often traveled when he was on the run, and one destination, his hometown of Boston. In a surprising revelation, the U.S. attorney says Bulger admitted to coming to Boston in disguise on several occasions, quote, armed to the teeth. That alleged omission is important, the government says, because it shows that Bulger still has friends and money to pay for his own court defense. In an unusual move, the government's trying to prevent Bulger from using a public defender, and today lawyers will be in federal court to argue the matter. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff has more.
Everyone has a constitutional right to a lawyer to defend themselves against criminal charges. If you can't afford one, the court appoints one. That's what James Whitey Bulger wants. The question is, can he afford a private attorney? Prosecutors argue in court documents that Bulger financed a comfortable lifestyle on the run. He went to Las Vegas, where he bragged to law enforcement officials that he won more than he lost. He went to Mexico to buy medicine. And they say he told investigators he came back to Boston on several occasions in disguise to, quote, take care of some unfinished business. Bulger even said he previously stashed money with people he trusted. The government wants to find that money.
I think they're looking to find whether there's a pot of gold somewhere that they can recover.
Randy Chapman is a criminal defense attorney and former Essex County prosecutor.
They're looking to strip him of any assets that he's received in the course of his alleged illegal activities.
At the request of Bulger's alleged victims, a federal judge has already put a lien on the $822,000 found in his apartment in Santa Monica. The government is also asking the judge to require affidavits from Bulger's brothers, William and John, before deciding whether he deserves taxpayer-funded counsel. According to the prosecution, Bulger said his brother William might post bail for his girlfriend Catherine Gregg. If that's true, the government says, William might also be willing to pay for his brother's defense. Bulger's temporary lawyer, Peter Krupp, responds in a motion that Bulger is broke, and any money found will be seized by the government. Krupp adds that Bulger has not and will not request any member of his family to pay for his defense. It's highly unusual for the government to push this issue, says Mike Kendall. He's a former federal prosecutor who worked on several organized crime cases that generated evidence used against Bulger.
If a family member comes forward to offer to pay for a defense, you then may be able to question them about the source of the funds and why they're doing it. But I've never heard of the government saying you should ask a family member if they'll pay for a defense.
Kendall, who represented the family of former Bulger associate Stephen Fleming, says this should be resolved quickly so Bulger doesn't die of old age before being tried.
If one looks at the big picture, the most important thing is to get him an attorney quickly so he can go to trial quickly, because that's what all the victims of the crimes want to see.
The trial is expected to be long and expensive, says criminal lawyer Randy Chapman.
He's going to need 2, 3, or even 4 lawyers working full-time for the next year to 2 years, preparing and mounting his defense. So I don't think that even if he got that $800,000 back, he would have enough to afford what he's going to need to defend this case.
The prosecution argues Bulger, quote, has every incentive to lie and stick the taxpayers with the bill for his defense. Bulger's temporary lawyer says that claim is, quote, unsupportable. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.